Hi, Eddie. It's me, Dee Medina. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I wasn't sure if you could hear me. It kind of sounded like a switch to Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, just real quick, I did talk with my manager, and I kind of explained to him, like, look, he's running LSA for his other company. It'd be great if he could do, you know, Sharpline Roofing too, but, you know, what can we do to help with the setup fee, right? Are we able to waive it, at least for the application fee, you know? He said what we can do for the application fee is we could knock off $100 because typically the application fees, they don't budge on it. But he said because you already are previous client for the other business and you're doing the local only for this Sharpline Roofing, we could at least, you know, waive $100 off of the application fee. So it would be $150.
Okay, so it will be $150 for the application fee. And
yeah.
And then that's just to get the process started.
Just that's to get the ball rolling. Uh-huh. So that way we can start the process to get you approved for that, right? But remember, once you're approved, even if at that time you're like, listen, I can't do it right now, they're not going to turn on your leads, right, until you tell them, well, okay, go ahead and turn them on. Then that's when you're going to be charged the minimum monthly budget. So remember for the roofing one, right, the minimum monthly budget is $922. So your leads are $70.67. But it's the same thing. If you only get one lead in that month, you know that what's left over rolls over to the next month, right? You're not paying that $922 again. It's the same process, pausing them and shutting them off when you need to. You know, when it's an unqualified one, it gets credited back. So it's the same process, but instead of you paying $250 for the application fee, he told me, listen, we'll go ahead and waive $100 off of that to at least get it down to $150 for him, to at least save you $100, you know?
Okay. And what information would you need to get that going?
So basically the only thing that they're requiring, when I was looking back through my notes is it looks like they only want the background check and the insurance. You know, there in Texas, do they not require like licensing for roofers?
No.
I know California does. You know, in
California.
Oh my gosh, you don't even want
to
know.
Bathroom.
Listen, exactly. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I was just talking to a friend of mine who's a plumber. He goes to our boot camp, him and his wife, and I'm not even joking. He's like, you know what? I'm starting a rehab business in a whole other state because I can't do it in California. I have to jump through so many hoops, so many different licensings. It's ridiculous. He's all,
yeah.
I can't even start that business out here. And he has a plumbing business. So he's starting a whole rehab business, but out, like rehabbing homes or whatever out in some other state. He's like, I can't do it here in California. And it's only going to get worse. He said, I'm all, oh my God, don't say that. But yeah, so that's the only thing that's required. So, and then I send you the application and you know how the process is. You fill out the information on the application, everything that it's requiring. I think on your last one, you didn't put anybody else to go through the background check, right? It was just you. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just,
and then you just got to make sure that your insurance matches like what's going to be on that application, like the ad, like the company name, the address. If your name's on there, that is your name on the application too. You know what I mean? So same process
yeah.
is basically all it is. And it's just as, so I send you the application once we bill the $150, and then I set up your client interview just so that they can go through the process with you on this business.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that sounds fair enough. So listen, I really do want to do this.
Uh-huh.
It's just that I have to talk with Hector. Because I'll be straight up with you.
Okay.
We haven't done any business as of now with Sharpline Roofing. It's a,
okay.
it's a brand new company and
mm-hmm.
and we're just starting to like get it rolling.
Right.
So that's the reason why we haven't pulled the trigger on the Google guarantee because we haven't really fully gone on business with that company. I mean, we don't even have a bank account or insurance or none of that stuff yet.
Okay, so you don't have the insurance yet for Sharpline Roofing?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
you're going to at least need the insurance. Uh-huh.
I need to get that situated and then, jump on it.
Yeah. How soon can you get the insurance, if you don't mind me asking? Does it usually take you guys a while?
No, we're going to leave out of town this week on the, we're going to go for a family trip, tomorrow Wednesday. We're going to be back July 1st. And so essentially, as soon as we get back from the trip, I want to get that going because we need to.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, then, we'll just follow up then.
Okay. Thank you so much. Give me a call
then. You're welcome. Okay, Eddie. Have a safe trip and enjoy it.
All right. Thank you. You have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.